In the opening stage of the Tour of Utah, Team BMC rider Greg Van Avermaet of Belgium claimed the yellow jersey, staying with the peloton for a good portion of the race, then breaking away at the crucial moment. He finished among cheering crowds in Cedar City after a three-lap final sprint. Van Avermaet beat Australian Michael Matthews to the finish line over the final half mile on Main Street in Cedar City, earning the Stage 1 victory in 4 hours, 11 minutes. American Tyler Magner, who rides for George Hincapie's Hincapie Sportswear team, finished third. Today's Stage 2 goes from Panguitch to Torrey through Bryce National Park. The stage begins at 10 a.m. in Panguitch and is expected to finish around 3:45 in the afternoon. It's 131 miles today with nearly 10,000 feet of elevation gain. After making its way up to northern Utah, Saturday's Stage 5 will pass through Park City on its way from Snow Basin, up over Guardsman Pass, down to Brighton and Solitude before winding down to Salt Lake again and back up to finish at Snowbird. That stage includes the Amateur Ultimate Challenge, in which regular citizens can ride the route, starting some 4 hours before the racers and hoping to make it to Snowbird before the racers catch them. That stage is 113 miles with nearly 11,000 feet of elevation gain. Then the final Stage 6 on Sunday starts and ends on Park City's Main Street. The racers leave Park City and do a 78-mile loop out through Summit and Wasatch counties before looping back up through Midway and up the steep Empire Pass to then descend through Deer Valley to Park City's Main Street for the finish. The Park City Sunday Market will be in full swing that day on the top of Main Street as the race starts and finishes on Lower Main Street. You can watch the race on Fox Sports Network or go online to tourofutah.com to watch live online coverage. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.